Happy Sunday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, a podcast where I, Elon Dubrovsky, I'm going to walk through next week's NHL schedule to see who you need to be grabbing to be successful in your head-to-head matchups. Oh boy, okay, if you're listening to this and you're still alive in your head-to-head league, that means that you're probably playing in a do-or-die playoff matchup where you're going to need to win to move forward. If you're in the cupful, that means that you are in the semifinals next week going for the finals. So there's no time to be holding on to basically any player that's going to be on your bench for games when you could be dropping them for a streamer to give you those extra games. It's just common sense, right? Like, I don't care how good the player is. If you've made the determination that on a busy Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday, that a certain player is not going to be good enough to make your roster, and if that player is not going to get in other games for you that week, why have them on a do-or-die week, right? So this becomes really important. The streaming now is more important than ever. You know, earlier in the year, you may want to hold on to someone for a good schedule next week. I know you may have the finals, but you got to get there, okay? So let's try to come up with the best players that you can target, and then obviously it'll be up to you to decide who to drop. But yeah, once again, another basic regular fantasy week in terms of you got your super busy Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and your super light Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. When I say super busy Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, like busier than last week. Like, we're looking at 26 teams playing Tuesday, 24 Thursday, and then a whopping 30 teams on Saturday. Everyone but Arizona and Colorado plays on Saturday. So, and they play each other on Sunday, by the way. So there's a very good chance you should be going right now, if you're still going to be in this, and I say this every week, set your rosters for the week, decide who's going to be playing, who's going to be on your bench, and then count the number of games played you're going to get from each player. And if there might be some players with zero, right? There's a ton of teams next week that play only on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I'll name them for you. Anaheim, Dallas, Minnesota, Montreal, the Rangers, Philly, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Vegas, Washington, and Winnipeg. So if you have any players on those teams, you're basically having to probably bench someone else to get that player in your lineup, or you're benching that player. So that those are teams where you're going to be looking at your fringe guys and considering to drop them for any of the teams I'm going to talk about who have at least some off-day games. So with that, I guess let's just dive right into it. I talked about it for a while now, okay? I did that episode a few weeks back, I guess around the All-Star break, where we were looking at these playoff schedules, and I specifically pinpointed this week that the Colorado Avalanche have your ideal schedule for the week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, on a week where so many teams are playing only on the busy days. So that's why people have been hoarding Avalanche players for a while, just for this week. So if you got in early on your Avs, you're obviously holding on to them like gold. Like, I know there's been some people in the Keeping Carlson Discord who have been saying, like, I don't know if I should be holding on to Compher. He hasn't even been doing that well. Like, why do I have this guy? Like, you have him for this week. Like, I know that Compher hasn't been doing too much for you, but hey, he had an assist today versus Detroit. Like, he's not doing well, right? Like, don't get me, but he's on the top power play, and, like, you know, compare him to someone who you'll only get one game out of. I'm pretty sure that Compher in four games is going to do better than someone who will only play one game that would be, like, on your bench. You know, like, obviously, like, maybe one game from McDavid will be four games from Compher, but I'm assuming he'll get at least a point, maybe 2 points, which might be better than what you're getting from someone only playing one or two games, of course. So, and you never know. There's always a big game potential. Like, if you go back to end of February, he had that 1-goal, 3-assist game versus Edmonton, 1-goal, 1-assist versus Winnipeg. So JT Compher, cold streak. I'm not, like, excited about him. Like, if you look at the deployment for Colorado's game today against Detroit, where they won 5-1, they put MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Rodriguez all on the top line. So once again, like, when they do that, that really kills a lot of people's value at even strength, because you want to have it's better when you have, like, Compher playing with Rantanen, and then, like, say, Rodriguez playing with MacKinnon. Of course, Lehkonen injured, that stinks. I know a lot of people were trading for Lehkonen specifically for this week, so unfortunately you're not gonna get him. But, like, Nichushkin, similarly, Nichushkin is going to be on your top power play with Compher, but yeah, on this line with Compher and Malgin, so not as good. So obviously I would say at this point, your three clear options to go for on Colorado, you can go for Evan Rodriguez, who's not on the top power play, but is playing with Rantanen and MacKinnon. And when I say is, like, this is four games, right? And the Colorado has been shifting things around a bit, so you never know. And Rodriguez, though, he's got 3 points in his last four games. He's playing with MacKinnon and Rantanen, so, like, he's a clear add if he's available. Nichushkin, like, is rostered already in a lot of leagues. Like, Nichushkin isn't even really a streamer. He's rostered in 78% of leagues, so I don't even need to really talk about him. If you have him, obviously you're holding. And then, yeah, JT Compher is the other one, just because he's playing on that top power play with McKinnon and Rantanen and Makar, along with Nichushkin. So, yeah, he's someone that you have to grab regardless of how badly he's been doing, just because of the volume you're going to be getting from him. You hope that he'll get you just... I'm not saying he's going to do much. I'm saying he's going to get you 2 points, and that's probably better than some other streamers. But, you know, as we go through, we'll see if we find any other streamers who will play fewer games for you. And, you know, I think may even do better than 4 games from Compher. Then there's also defense, right? I grabbed Bowen Byram in a pretty competitive league last week. So he's someone I was excited to get. Maybe for some people, like, their D players aren't, like, they'd rather get more players from a forward than a D. And Byram, you know, he hasn't been as incredible as he was, like, at one point when he came back from his injury. But, hey, he scored a goal today versus Detroit, had an assist in the game before. So Byram is definitely someone who gets a lot of ice time and is an offensive guy. So he's someone I would take a look at. Lower than Byram would be someone like a Sam Girard, 27% rostered. Like, you know, for offense, it's hard to imagine. Like, Girard went on a little bit of a run. Now he's kind of cold again. But again, you know, you're going to have to compare him. Let's say if he gets one assist and like a smattering of peripherals, you have to decide if that'll be worth it for you versus your other options. So yeah, that's Colorado. Hopefully you get one of these guys, or hopefully your opponent doesn't have like too many avs. You know, if you're against someone who has like McKinnon and Rantanen and Makar, you know, like, you're in a lot of trouble because they're going to get all those games plus all the busy day games. The other team that has a lot of off day games is Arizona. It's not 4 off day games, but they do play 3 off day games next week. They go Tuesday, which is busy, but then Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So you're still getting a good number of games from Arizona. So they're going to be our next team to target here. And if you look at the Coyotes, like usual, there's like a lot of players that are less than 50% rostered on Yahoo that you may be interested in. So obviously we start with our requisite Nick Schmaltz reference, still only 32% rostered on Yahoo. He was actually injured last week. I know some people in our Discord were deciding to drop him just because, you know, they were in a do or die week this past week and they couldn't afford because they didn't have IR spots. But Schmaltz is back today for the game against Chicago, and no big surprise, he's back on the top line with Keller and Barrett Hayton. So you're going to definitely want to get in on Nick Schmaltz if somehow you can. If he was dropped, like, this is found money. Schmaltz has been amazing for like a long time now. I don't even want to get into it. Like, just trust me. You should know. You're also, by the way, I wonder who's people who are listening to it now, that do you really even need that much advice? Because you've made it to the semifinals, so you probably already know what you're doing. But thank you for listening. Hope that, let me know. Tweet at Keeping Carlson or let me know in the Discord if you are finding some value here and it's not things you already knew. But yeah, Schmaltz, obviously. Barrett Hayton, also obviously 26% rostered, so he's still available in a lot of leagues. It's been, you know, those three guys on the top line and on the top power play and just crushing it. And Hayton is on a huge point streak right now. He's like got 6 games in a row with points, and a lot of them are multi-point games too. 5 shots in his previous game versus Vancouver. I'm recording this, by the way, just as Arizona and Chicago are starting their games, so I don't have data for today yet. But before that, Hayton has been incredible. So yeah, for straight up points, like Hayton, okay, I'll say this right now, I'd rather take 3 games from Hayton, even if you can't fit him in on the Tuesday. I'll take him over 4 games from Compher. So there was one guy right away that I guess beats Compher. Like, it's going to be an Arizona person. Then if you're looking for peripherals and also someone who's on a bit of a hot streak, there's a guy named Jack McBain, only 5% rostered on Yahoo, and he's been hitting like a lot lately. I'm looking at like 4, 6, 4, like in his game log for hits recently, and he's even picked up a lot of points. He's had 4 straight games with a point before finally going pointless in the 3-2 win over Vancouver on Thursday. McBain has been playing on a line with Lawson Crouse and Matias Michelli. Jack McBain, especially if you're in a multi-cat league, he's someone that you maybe want to look at. Obviously, Lawson Crouse also is just a really solid option. He's scored a goal in the last game versus Vancouver. Like, always a threat. Like, he's having a really great season, actually, Lawson Crouse overall. Definitely deserving of the contract extension. He got up to 38 points in 65 games, which is a 48-point pace, which isn't nothing. And it's with 22 goals so far in 65 games. So he's pacing for what? Like, that's going to be like 25, 26 goals probably. And you get a lot of hits, right? Just like McBain. Like, I'll take Crouse over McBain. I was just assuming Crouse is probably rostered in a lot of leagues, even though I see him only 22% rostered. Yeah, for next week's schedule, Crouse, Hayton, like must haves with that schedule. And then McBain, definitely someone very interesting. Then you've got Yusuf Alamaki, who has still been quarterbacking that top power play. And he's also on a decent run. He had a couple games recently with two assists in each of them versus Calgary and Minnesota. Didn't get any points in the game versus Vancouver, but he did take four shots. So Alamaki, another guy who I would definitely take. I'll take Byram over Alamaki. I'll take the extra game, even though Byram's not on the top power play like Alamaki is. But aside from that, I think Alamaki is a very good choice. So you got some good streaming options potentially. And hey, there's Matias Michelli, who has been playing on that line with Kraus and McBain. So again, three off day games. Michelli's kind of hot right now, kind of like, you know, earlier in the year. He doesn't shoot a lot, but he does pile on the assists. I guess he's just feeding Lawson Kraus and Jack McBain. So Michelli also is probably going to be one of your top end streamers for this week. If you just are looking at peripherals, if you're in a categories league, hard to ignore Liam O'Brien, one of the league leaders in hits, like for the games that he plays anyways. Like, he's actually cooled off a little bit in hits recently, only 2-3-3 in his last three games going into today. Before that, he was on like 5-2, like 4. He had a 7. He had a 13 way back at the end of February. So for hits, yeah, you could look at a Liam O'Brien. But yeah, I think I've named pretty much all of the people that are worth taking a look at over in Arizona. Well, okay, I'll throw out one more. Like, Travis Boyd is actually on a bit of a run. He scored 2 goals in that game versus Vancouver. He's been the fifth piece on that top power play I was talking about with Keller, Hayton, Schmaltz, and Alamaki. Yeah, Travis Boyd is the fifth, not Kraus, as you may have expected. So yeah, Boyd actually could be more interesting than like a Michelli, especially since he's scoring some goals and taking more shots. So yeah, I think I'll take him over Jack McBain as well. So give me in order, like, of guys who are less than 50% rostered on Arizona. Schmaltz 100%, don't even think about it. Your league is probably not too serious if he's even available. Then Hayton, then Kraus, Alamaki, and then Boyd, and then McBain, and then Michelli. Okay, so hopefully that helps. You should be able to stream in an Arizona player and get some value there. So okay, those are the two teams with the best schedules, Colorado and Arizona. Now we have four teams that have 2 off day games, which for a week like this, that's actually pretty good, because like I said, like half the league almost has none. So the four teams with those 2 off day games are Chicago, Edmonton, LA, and Pittsburgh. Oh man, Pittsburgh, what a tire fire this game today, losing 6-0 to the Rangers. Like, Tristan Jarry, I don't know what's up with Tristan Jarry. Honestly, if Tristan Jarry gets dropped into free agency, I'd be afraid to add him, because he's just, I don't know, maybe he's injured. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's not himself. Too bad. But there will probably still be some Penguins that we're going to want to look at. So those are the four teams we're going to talk about next. I guess let's start, yeah, with your Pittsburgh Penguins, who did not get anything past Igor Shesterkin today, though, to be fair. Shesterkin also does that to teams that are not doing so poorly. But yeah, if we're looking at players on Pittsburgh who you may be able to stream in for, okay, I'll give you the schedule. It's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you know how I like the Monday, Wednesday to start. And actually, also Edmonton is going to give you the Monday, Wednesday there. So those are going to be the two teams I like best of these like 2 off day games, just because you can get them early and then you can swap out for someone else afterwards for your next stream later in the week. But yeah, looking at Pittsburgh, so you know, you got a lot of guys over 50% rostered. Raquel, you're not going to be able to get, obviously. Petrie, probably not. Rust is at 46% rostered. Rust has been on a major cold streak, which might mean he's been dropped, which means, yeah, I take a shot on Brian Rust. And same with the Jason Zucker, who's 42% rostered. So in a lot of leagues, these guys are both rostered. I'll take Zucker over Rust just because he's been shooting up a storm. Like, we're looking at 3+ shots in all of his last 5 games here. So Zucker is looking really good. Unfortunately, he hasn't scored a goal in his last 3 games, but clearly it's not for a lack of trying. So yeah, Zucker playing with Malkin and Rust. And yeah, give me those 2 Malkin line mates if you can get them. And then the top line is all taken. Then after that, you know, obviously we start falling away from anyone who might be interesting. Like, yeah, if it's a Monday, Wednesday, you think you want to get someone, do we recommend like a Mikael Granlund, who hasn't even gotten a point in his last 4 games? He's taken a couple shots in each game. So I don't know. I guess if you're really desperate, you can go for a Granlund and get those 2 games. He'll probably score a goal at some point, you would think, or at least get an assist. You know, Granlund's been playing on a line with Alex Nylander and Drew O'Connor. I'm definitely not going to recommend Drew O'Connor. He could get like benched any game for all we know. Nylander was in the minors for the majority of the season, has been called up, hasn't done too much. Yeah, then Jeff Carter centering this 4th line. So yeah, I don't know. It's too bad. Like, it's a good schedule, but there's not likely anyone for you to stream if Zucker and Rust are already taken. Like, you look at the second power play, it's Jeff Carter, Zucker, Granlund, Rust. and then Pierre Olivier Joseph. So yeah, I get like, you know, Carter and Granlund and POJ might be available and get some secondary power play time, but you know how Pittsburgh is. They generally don't even play that second power play. So probably too bad for you. Let's look next to the Oilers, who again are Monday, Wednesday, and then Saturday. So you're probably, if you're streaming in an Oilers, just for those Monday, Wednesday games. Those games are against San Jose and Arizona. So there are teams that the Oilers might be able to score goals against. You know how the Oilers are. You just want to get someone with exposure to one of the studs. In this last game today against the Kraken, where they won, the Oilers were running. So Zach Hyman's back. He was injured for a couple games. We have McDavid, Ekane, and Hyman, and Evander Kane had a hat trick. And then Draisaitl with RNH and Kyler Yamamoto. So right away, you know, Yamamoto stands out, I guess. And I know he's super cold, as he always is. He's turning into kind of a bust, right? When he was picked 22nd overall, I think people were excited that maybe the Oilers got a bit of a steal. It's not looking like it. But yeah, only 3% rostered on Yahoo. And Yamamoto, you know, scored a goal, for what it's worth, today against Seattle. Took three shots. It's something, right? For Monday, Wednesday, like, better than having a guy who plays only Tuesday, Thursday for you and will be on your bench. So that's the theme of this episode, right? You're going to try probably just go for anyone giving you those early off day games. So Yamamoto, maybe not the worst option. I guess you could also go for a bottom sixer. Like, do we recommend like a Nick Bjugstad, who's, you know, at least getting like some ice time? I don't know. He had 7 hits a couple games ago. If you need peripherals, maybe Bjugstad is someone you could look at. For some reason, no hits today after 7 hits in the previous game against Dallas. So I'm not sure what Bjugstad was up to, but yeah, unfortunately, yeah, kind of like Pittsburgh, all the guys in good spots are like likely taken in your league. And that leaves you with, oh, well, okay, Matthias Ekholm. I should mention him. He's a great streamer. Like, he's potentially a hold. He's fitting in really well with Edmonton. He's only 28% rostered on Yahoo. Especially, let's say for some reason you only are rostering 3 out of 4 D spots. You could even get his game on Saturday. That would be a slam dunk. But either way, I think like for Monday, Wednesday, Ekholm just put up 3 assists today against Seattle. He's got like 7 points, I think, in 9 games since he's joined the team. So a big offensive uptick. Plus, hey, 2 blocks in each of his last 3 games. He had 3 hits today. So Ekholm probably is someone I would take. Well, actually, definitely I will take Ekholm over Yamamoto. So if I'm giving my top streamer on Edmonton, it's going to be Ekholm if you can get him. He's 28% rostered, like I said. But those are pretty much all your options. It's pretty wild to see on Yahoo the percent rostered. If you rank the Edmonton players, you got like all the guys that are like 90 plus. Then you've got like Evan Bouchard at 63, Ekholm at 28. Then everyone after that is like 4% or less. Like, no one even cares about Oilers in fantasy. So that's how it goes. All right, so we still have 2 more teams, like I said, that have 2 off day games, though they're not both Monday, Wednesday. So not as appealing, and I'll get to them in just a sec. You're listening to the Matchup Maximizer. All right, we are back going through this critical week for your fantasy team if you're still alive and fighting to win that championship. And yeah, we're going through teams with a lot of off day games because this is a busy week. Like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are stacked, stacked, stacked. And so you're going to want to get in on Colorado, who has 4 off day games, Arizona, who has 3. Then we talked about Pittsburgh and Edmonton, who, if you can get one of the higher percent rostered guys that are in a good spot, then definitely go for it. Otherwise, your other 2 options of getting 2 off day games are the Los Angeles Kings and the Chicago Blackhawks. And Chicago is an interesting team, right? Because everyone is available, probably. Like, you've got Seth Jones at 62% on Yahoo. After that, everyone is 7% or less. And actually, the 7 is Jonathan Toews, who's on the IR. So we're really looking at 5% or less. So there's probably a Chicago player available to you. And if you look at the schedule, it's Monday against Colorado. So a tough game, but maybe they'll be able to get a couple goals. Then Thursday against Washington, Saturday against Minnesota, and then Sunday against Vancouver. So you're pretty much adding the Chicago player to get that Monday, Sunday. So you'll have to decide if it's worth it. Maybe you're grabbing for Monday and then swapping out for a goalie. Like, I haven't really talked about goalie streams too much. I feel like that's like, it's hard to predict when the goalie starts are going to happen. Maybe it is worth mentioning. I'll just like make a little sidetrack here. Calgary plays Monday, Tuesday. Detroit plays Monday, Tuesday. And Florida and Ottawa play Monday, Tuesday. So those are your chances of getting a backup goalie game potentially. So you know, you could watch and see who gets those starts, but who knows, maybe a backup goalie even plays even though the team only plays Tuesday or only plays Monday. Anyway, so we're looking at Chicago, and actually let's start with the goalie. Alex Stalock has been really good. He's on a nice run, and Mrazek is injured. I don't know how serious it is. Right now Chicago is playing against Arizona. We're almost on the first, and so far Stalock no goals against so far. Hopefully I didn't just jinx him. But yeah, he's been having a really good season. I'm really happy that Alex Stalock got back into the league after all the injury issues. issues that he had to deal with, and he's like showing himself to still be capable of being a solid NHL goaltender. Like, if you look at his stats overall, 922 save percentage, believe it or not, in 20 games for Alex Stalock, and that's on the back of a really clutch one goal against on 36 shots game against Nashville in the last game. So yeah, I'm into Stalock if you can get him, probably over, yeah, like any other Chicago streamer, at least for as long as Mrazek is out and he's getting all the starts. Actually, do you know who the backup goalie is right now? It's Anton Hudobin, who they got as like a cap dump from Dallas, and Hudobin has been called up with Mrazek out. So maybe we'll see Hudobin play another game, which would be kind of cool. But I think it's mostly going to be Stalock if he can stay healthy. He's had his own injury troubles. But okay, if we're looking at skaters over on Chicago, all right, let's dive in here. I think the top line... It's hard to like say what are the top lines, right? Like Taylor Radish has been really hot lately, and he's been on a line with Dickinson and Tyler Johnson. So maybe do we call that the top line? Who's to say? But yeah, Taylor Radish is probably your guy. He had a hat trick against Boston earlier in the week. Unfortunately, then he went quiet for two games. Before that, he was scoring goals. So I don't know. Does that mean Radish is going to keep it going? Like, I wish I could just help protect this for you and like be a, like a super helpful matchup maximizer where I tell you like what Chicago players are going to get you points next week. But like, I would say Radish could do something. Tyler Johnson could do something. He's had some good games. Athanasiou has had some good games. He like had an assist in the last game versus Nashville. Before that, he was pointless in three. Before that, he had points in three straight games. So it's going to be really hot or cold. I like Lucas Reichel. He's probably their most talented forward right now, or at least will be soon. He's a hot prospect. He did score in the last game versus Nashville in the 2-1 win and took three shots. So Reichel is always interesting. So Reichel's been playing with Kurashev and Athanasiou. And then, like I said, Radish with Dickinson and Tyler Johnson. But then there's like third line of Joey Anderson, who came over from Toronto, and Boris Kachuk and Jujhar Khaira. They've actually been doing really well lately. Like, Joey Anderson is scoring on a nice clip since coming over to Chicago. In fact, he scored the other goal in that win over Nashville. He also scored in the previous game versus Boston, also had an assist. I'm looking at 5 points in five games for Joey Anderson going into today's game versus Arizona. So we'll see if he can keep that up. So do you want to bet on him keeping that up? And like, yeah, Kachuk and... That's Boris Kachuk, not you know, Brady or Matthew. It's spelled a little differently. But yeah, Boris Kachuk and Jujhar Khaira on that line. So they've been getting some assists. So I don't know. Mackenzie Entwistle is on the fourth line and he gets a ton of hits. So maybe that's useful to you. And I shouldn't say a ton of hits, but you know, he could give you a four-hit game, maybe more likely a two-hit game. So I actually just have a memory of him being a big hitter from previous seasons, but now I'm seeing he hasn't been doing as much lately. So that is Chicago. Who's my pick? I guess I'm going to say Radish. And then I'm going to say Reichel, and then I'm going to say Athanasiou, Tyler Johnson. Those will be my top four Chicago guys. Is there a defenseman aside from Seth Jones? Nope. Sorry. Not really. Caleb Jones gets power play too, but he's not interesting to me at all. Okay, so that's Chicago. And then, like I said, there's one more team that plays these two off-day games, and that's LA. And just like with Chicago, those off-day games are just on Monday and then Sunday. In fact, their schedule is Monday. Then they take a nice long break. It's Monday against Calgary. Then LA rests, and then they play Saturday and Sunday to end the week. So you might just grab this guy for the Monday game and then drop him, and you could always try to get the LA player back on Sunday or someone else on Sunday, if that turns out to be optimal for you. Or maybe by Sunday, you'll know if you're going to win. And if you're going to win, you'll maybe want to be listening to this podcast next week and picking someone else for the following week. But in the meantime, let's look at some options over on LA. And I guess let's start a net, right? Because they've got a pretty predictable goalie split going on with Copley and Corposalo just splitting starts. Pretty wild, by the way, that Copley and Corposalo are LA's goalie tandem. Imagine if you were told that that was going to happen at the start of the season when they were going in with Cal Peterson and Jonathan Quick. And yeah, now they like are a team that looks like they have like really strong goaltending going to the playoffs as opposed to the tire fire that they were dealing with before. But yeah, so Corposalo is playing in LA's game today. So that game is still going against Vancouver, but that probably means Copley gets Monday against Calgary. Then maybe Corposalo goes on the busy Saturday, and then Copley will probably go on Sunday versus St. Louis. So you could potentially get two Copley games on off day. So even if you already have two goalies that you are like a lot that are only playing on the busy days, two games out of a goalie is actually pretty good for a single week. So he's probably your top streamer there, especially if your league gives a lot of points for goalie starts. But looking at the forwards, once you get past the top guys, you know, Fiala, Doughty, Kopitar, Kempe, they're not going to be available to you. Everyone else is 28% or less rostered on Yahoo. And there's a lot of people in that list that are on hot streaks right now in good spots. Like you got Phil Deneau, always solid. You know, he had a couple games in a row with assists before going into today's game. He also had a two-goal game in the previous week versus Colorado. We got Victor Arvidsson, who's on a really good run. I'm just going in order, by the way, of percent rostered, but I'll you know, reorder at the end here of who I actually like the best. Victor Arvidsson, I think, is going to be at the top of my list. He scored a goal and took four shots in the win over Columbus. He also had an assist in the previous game versus the Islanders, also four shots. Actually, if you look at the shots on goal log for Arvidsson for his past few games, I see 4, 4, 4, 8, 7, 4, 5, 6. It's been a while since he's had fewer than four shots, and he actually already has two shots in this game today against Vancouver in the second. So Arvidsson is definitely someone that I would grab if he's available to. He's going to be my top streamer pick on LA, maybe even over some other guys that have more off-day games, because you get that Monday game, maybe Arvidsson scores a goal for you, and then you could consider dropping him or hold for the end of the week and get that off-day game also on the Sunday. And who knows, maybe he'll even be better than whoever you have in your roster on Saturday. He's on a really nice run right now, obviously on that line with Deneau and Trevor Moore, who came back from injury and wasn't doing much of anything for the first little while. But now, yeah, he's got a couple points in a row in two games, I should say. Like, you know, two game point streak. That's how you say that. And then we'll see how he does today against Vancouver. Nothing yet. So that whole line is potentially a threat, though Moore is like more likely to just get you an assist. So I would take Arvidsson or Deneau after him if you want someone from that line. And then obviously the other guy that's in a really good spot that you might want to just jump on is Quinton Byfield, our second overall pick from a couple years ago. And he's been gelling really well with Kopitar and Kempe. So Byfield has points in two straight games. Also going into today, he scored a goal against the Islanders, had an assist against Columbus. He's even starting to take a few shots, which he wasn't doing for a while. He's had two or more shots in each of his last three games. We'll see how he does again today versus Vancouver. But yeah, Byfield on that top line with Kopitar and Kempe is a really good spot. So I'll take Byfield over Moore. Give me Arvidsson, then actually Deneau, just because he's like solid, you know, and then Byfield, I think, would be my top three picks. And then or you could go to D on LA. And actually, Vladislav Gavrikov has looked really good since coming over from Columbus. He's like kind of decent for Paris. Like, you're going to get 2+ blocks each game, it looks like. And, you know, he has 4 points in his last 6 games, including today. So we'll see how he does today. So when you put it all together for a couple points, like, we're looking at like over a 4 couple-point average over his last couple weeks, which is definitely not nothing. So if you need a D, Gavrikov can definitely fill the void. I guess Matt Roy is another D on the team that's been doing pretty good lately. Like, Sean Durzi has been injured, so maybe some other D are having to step up. And yeah, Matt Roy has been doing okay. Some shots, like a good number of blocks, kind of like Gavrikov. I kind of would be more interested in Gavrikov. I don't know. I just kind of feel like he's got some buzz right now. You know, they brought him in. They paid, dearly for him. They got a pick. You know, they got him and Korpisalo, of course, which is turning out to be a really nice pair of acquisitions. But yeah, so I guess if you want to do that, that's who I'd go with. So that's the LA Kings. And I guess that gets us through all the teams that have at least 2 off-day games. There's a bunch of teams that have 1 off-day game. So I'll just mention, like, Calgary plays Monday. I'll mention the ones that play Monday, at least, because that's the, like I said, you know, you grab someone early. Calgary has 4 games, Monday versus LA against Copley, like we've talked about, and then the 3 busy days. Then we have Detroit, who has the same schedule. Do you want to go for Alex Chiasson, who's been getting some power play points lately? He's likely available in your league. No points today versus Colorado, but he was on a nice run before that. Or who knows if maybe like even a higher name like a Perron has been dropped in your league. Like, maybe now's a good time to jump on him to get that Monday game versus Florida. Then speaking of Florida, they're also the same Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So as far as Florida goes, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't really planning on going through these teams. Let me just take a quick look here of the latest Florida lines. Matthew Tkachuk just rolling, just so crazy. He's been playing with Verhaeghe and Bennett, and then Barkov with Duclair and Lusterainen. So if you want to stream in for Monday, maybe you could get a Lusterainen or even a Duclair, who's been, you know, nothing special. People were excited about him, maybe drafted him to stash all season long just for him to now be on a 3-game pointless streak, even though he's on the top line with Barkov. So, but yeah, if you need an off-day stream, yeah, I would take Duclair or Lusterainen there. Verhaeghe, by the way, has bumped Aaron Ekblad from the top power play. Brian and I will talk about that on Sunday's show. But yeah, Verhaeghe's stock is way up and Ekblad is a little down, unfortunately. But yeah, so we're looking more Monday games. There's also the Ottawa Senators and the San Jose Sharks, who, yeah, so again, like Monday and then only busy days. So you could look at players on those teams to try to stream someone in for the start of the week and then like move on from there. So hopefully I've given you some names of players that you're going to add and that are going to help you out. I'd be very curious to know what you decide to do. I think Arizona is probably the place where you're going to get the best bang for your buck. If you can't get Evan Rodriguez, then maybe you're going to Arizona for one of those guys on hot streaks. Good luck to everyone. I'm actually in a couple leagues where I'm still in the playoffs, but those are 2-week playoff matchups. So next week isn't as critical. Yeah, as far as the couple goes, I've been eliminated. So I just get to watch from the sidelines and cheer on my fellow competitors from Tier 1 as they battle for ultimate glory. So it's going to be really exciting. I guess usually I like to finish this off by looking at who has like really terrible schedules next week. But like I said, there's a ton of teams. I listed them at the start. So you're really going to have to just look and see who you're going to have on your bench on those busy days. I guess I've hammered that point home quite a lot lately. And then also I like to look at a Sunday savior for you for Sunday. So that's going to be March 19th. If you're like fighting, this is going to be potentially an ad that's going to make or break your season, right? If you're in a close matchup. So let's take a look here at who you can add. There's quite a few games today. So you have a lot of options to choose from. We've got Bruins Sabres, Capitals Wild, Blue Jackets versus the Golden Knights, Predators Rangers, Jets Blues, Devils Lightning, and Canucks Ducks. I'll be honest, when I came up with the concept of the Sunday Savior, the idea was more for like lighter Sundays where there's only a few teams playing. So I could try to pinpoint like here, there's going to be like so many options, obviously, for you. Like just looking at the available players in my keeper league who maybe you'd want to stream in on a Sunday. I'm seeing that Tyson Barrie is available in my leagues. So I don't know if he's available in yours, but Roman Josi got hurt today. So if he takes over on the top power play in Nashville, that makes Barrie a lot more exciting. Maybe like a Brock Besser over in Vancouver. He's been getting dropped in some leagues, so you know, Nino Niederreiter might still be available for you for the Jets game versus St. Louis. I know he was bumped from the top power play recently, but still might be good for at least that stream. You could go for a defenseman like Adam Boakvist, still top power play on Columbus for whatever that's worth. Maybe you go for like a New Jersey Devil. In today's game versus Florida, the Devils were running with Hughes, Bratt, and Andre Palat. So Andre Palat back in a decent spot. Of course, not on the top power play. Top power play is loaded with all guys that you can't get. So I don't know. Maybe he's on a super long cold streak, but I don't know. Maybe Palat finally breaks the streak tomorrow. So I think I'm good here for the Sunday Savior. I'd love to give you like some really good advice, but I think you have a lot of options. Probably you're going to want to look for a goalie. You'll probably be able to stream in a goalie. Oh, here, let me throw out Thomas Novak. He's just like been so good for a while and still not rostered in that many leagues. We're currently looking at a 5-game point streak for Tommy Novak over in Nashville. So will he make it 6? I don't know, but it's against the Rangers who played Shesterkin today. So maybe they play Halak tomorrow. So there you go. Maybe if I'm going to pick one, let's do it. As someone who's not rostered in too many leagues, Tommy Novak, that's my Sunday savior. So, okay, hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Matchup Maximizer. Like I said before, I'm really rooting for the listeners of this podcast to go far. And then let me know that it would be such a great feeling, right? If any advice I gave helped make the difference for you. But yeah, aside from this show, of course, lots coming. Brian and I are going to be doing a mega show tomorrow. Brian was on vacation last week, so I'm really looking forward to catching up with Brian and talking about more than just the teams with good schedules, but just all the interesting news and notes from the NHL over the past week to once again help you be successful in these last couple of weeks. And then, of course, Lewis, Shams, Jeremy will be back with episodes of Short Shifts next week. And just, you know, you just got to be subscribed to Keeping Carlson. You're going to get all this content that is aimed directly at your fantasy team's success. So once again, thanks for listening. Time to get back to work prepping that mega show for tomorrow. So until then, keep on maximizing those matchups. I should probably try to come up with a better catchphrase for next season. If I keep doing this next season, I'll come up with something better. I promise. Let me know if you have a suggestion. Bye.